the time has gone. 26 minutes to 9. We got the one. We got the only. Goran Nikov. And he's from Australian Wrestling Superstars. Good morning, Goran.
Good morning. What's happening?
We are great and we're very grateful to have you here with us this morning at Alive 90.5.
Well, thanks. I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah. Well, we, first of all, representing the Wrestling Federation, we've got you a song. Can you hear the song in the background? Seven Nations Army. Awesome. Well, that's exactly what you're going to be doing next week, mate. You're going to be entertaining us there at Blacktown Sports, Bankstown Sports Club. Awesome. Well, mate, do you want to share with us a bit, first of all, about that event happening next week? What's happening? What the cause is for? Because we love what you're doing.
Yeah, awesome. All right. So what's happening is Australian Wrestling Superstars have tag teamed up with the RSPCA New South Wales branch, where we're basically going to be doing a bit of rock and rumble and collecting donations for our furry friends, the Furry Little Fighters. So it's going to be a pro wrestling, live pro wrestling event, kind of like what you see on TV, but, you know, this is your local Australians having at it. And we're trying to raise some funds for the RSPCA. So a completely good cause. Those poor little animals that can't defend themselves, we're going to put up a fight, you know, to try and help them out.
Great. Love the work that you do, man. Well, share with us some of the what's some of the matches and lineups looking like? Who's going to be competing in this event?
Yeah, sure. So we've got a stacked card. Now, for all the listeners out there, maybe we've got some pro-Australian pro-wrestling fans that'll know the names. Maybe they don't. For the ones that don't, I will give a little bit more explanation. At the top in the main event, we've got Lee the Man Moreau. Okay, so this guy's about a 6-7 year veteran. He's won a few titles. He's become the AWS champion.
Wow, I think that's the one that Special K has got a crush on.
Probably. He's a good-looking guy. He's pretty jacked. So he just won the title, though, and kind of dedicated it to his family at the last show. It was a really heartwarming kind of speech. His opponent is Spaceman Dacey, coming all the way from Queensland. Wow. He himself is a Queensland champion. He's won the title up there multiple times. He's won tag team titles up there as well. So this guy, for his first defense, he's going up against a real big-time heavyweight superstar of the Queensland wrestling scene. Then when we're talking about international wrestlers, we have Robbie Eagles. Okay, so if anyone does know that name, they know the kind of pedigree that he brings. He's just come back from Japan, where he's signed to New Japan Pro Wrestling. He has a contract with them. He was their light heavyweight champion. He was their light heavyweight tag team champion. He's spent a good amount of time up there. He's one of the main men here in Australia, so he's come back, and for the first time in years, he's tag-teaming with his bigger brother, Ryan Eagles. So you've got Robbie Eagles and Ryan Eagles tag-teaming together for the first time in years, so this is definitely an epic occasion. And they'll be taking on my tag team, Domination, myself, Goran Uriel Nikolov, and my tag team partner, Lucius Wolf. So this is going to be an epic match. We just finished the 16-month tag team winning spree, I should say. We held the tag team belts for 16 months. So we've just come off of that long, long streak. We lost the belts, sadly, at the last show, but to redeem ourselves, we're going up against probably the two of the biggest names in Australian wrestling, definitely two of the most well-known. So that match is coming up. We've got a 12-man Royal Rumble, so you're going to see a whole bunch of wrestlers getting thrown all over the place as they get eliminated out of the ring.
Is that happening next week as well? The Royal Rumble? Wow.
Yeah. It's a mini Rumble. There's going to be 12 people, and the way it works is out of those 12 wrestlers, the man that wins that Royal Rumble gets a title shot at whoever wins between Lee Moreau and Spaceman. So whoever the champion is has to defend their title against the guy that beats out 12 men in the Royal Rumble next weekend.
Wow. Not on the same night, yeah. Hopefully. Hopefully he gets a break.
No, eh? No, he'll get a break. Yeah, he'll definitely get a break. Everyone needs a break. It's pretty taxing.
Awesome. Well, Carenza, are you ready to rumble?
I'm ready to rumble. I'm super excited. And you should definitely watch this with us, Fario.
I really want to. I'm so excited now hearing all of this. It gets there's a buzz. Woo.
Awesome. I like it.
And you must see Doomination.
Oh my God.
No, definitely. Now, your tag team partner, Lucius, he's massive. He used to play NRL rugby before.
Yeah, that's right. He's played some American football as well.
And I have to look up to him. He's that tall.
he's at least 6'4", about 130 kilos, maybe 140 kilos, just a big, solid human.
Yeah.
So he's the perfect tag team partner. You know, when things go bad, you send him in.
Great. Now, how can people get involved? Where can they learn more about the event? What time is it starting? Where can they get tickets? And where can they just help support this worthy cause?
Yeah, of course. Awesome. Great questions. So the easiest way is just show up on the night. Okay, so that's next Saturday, March 5th. It's at the Bankstown Sports Club, okay, in Bankstown. So a pretty good venue. Just show up. Doors open 6:30, event starts at 7, you can buy tickets on the door. If you want to pre-plan and have your things ready beforehand, maybe even get a family pass, so that's 2 adult tickets, 2 children tickets, you can do all that online. If you jump on Eventbrite, you Google Australian Wrestling Superstars, you'll be able to find a link to our tickets, so that's Australian Wrestling Superstars. If not, both our social media, whether you look up Australian Wrestling Superstars on Instagram or you look us up on Facebook, we have links there as well. So it's pretty straightforward. All you have to remember is Australian, the country, wrestling, what we do, superstars, who we are. Australian Wrestling Superstars. Look us up. It's, like I said, with the RSPCA, so the money is all going to a good cause. Pretty straightforward, easy way to find us. If you don't remember the names, Bankstown Sports Club, just come on next Saturday.
Excellent. And it is, when you go onto Facebook and Instagram, it's that kangaroo with a muscle six-pack standing there looking like
exactly.
He's wrestling.
It's a kangaroo giving a nice flex.
Yeah.
Just giving a bit of a flexy pose. So, that's us. We're orange. There's an orange logo, kangaroo giving a bicep flex.
Excellent. Well, Goran, I love the work you do, and really, you're one of the inspirations. I had the pleasure, by the way, of training with Goran
on Tuesday night.
At Crunch out in Alexandria, and I tell you that, Matt, I couldn't lift my arms for 2 days off.
Can we get training session for the three of us, Carenza, myself, and you?
I think the two of you won't be training. You'll be perving and looking at Goran all the time.
No, seriously. Okay, Ainsley's always, mine goes there. Okay, we're going to train. We're going to be very...
You think we're not thinking about ourselves? Yes. You know what I mean? We're about empowerment of self, you know?
Yeah.
That's all about.
Hey, I'm always down. And like, listen, Ainsley kept up with me the whole way. Like, the guy was a machine.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. He's getting red now. But no, seriously, if we can organize, then we can see the powers of Goran. Because Ainsley talks really highly of you.
He is ripped. I learnt about muscles that I didn't think I had. He showed me things. Like, normally when I go there, I do things, and he says, at one stage, I think there was a 50 and a 25 on the one side of the bar, and a 50 and a 25. So that was 150 kilos that I was pushing.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's why for 2 days afterwards, I still felt it.
But you know, that's amazing, because we lose our body, like our muscle mass every day, I think. So we really need to get that, you know, to the good level.
That's exactly right. It's if the muscle isn't growing, it's atrophy, right?
Yeah, it's atrophy. That's right.
Yeah,
a bit of exercise every day just keeps you healthy.
Can I ask you a question? What age, like, if you're, you know, you're looking at kids and stuff, is it good for them to do weights, like a little bit of weights? Like, is there a wage limit or no? Is it just...
If you're talking about weights, I'd probably say 16 and up.
Okay.
Prior to that, you want to get them in any kind of, like, sport and athletics just so they're moving.
Yep.
But if you're looking about specifically weights and the gym and things like that, 16 and up. Just because you want to make sure their bones are, like, strong enough.
That's what I thought. There's got to be some kind of an age thing where they've grown enough that they can start building on that, you know?
Most gyms have about a 16 age and over kind of policy. So I would say go with that.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, Goran, we're going to say thank you so much for joining us here at Alive 90.5. We love the work. Keep doing the great work you're doing. Everybody, well, RSPCA, All-Star Wrestling.
Awesome.
Wrestling superstars. Sorry, all wrestling superstars, by the way.
Australian wrestling superstars. Australian
thank you. Superstars. You corrected me there.
March 5th.
March the 5th, 6:30, Bankstown Sports Club. This is Goran, all the way from Doomination with Lucius.
Woo!
And are you ready to rumble?
Woo!
Thank you, Goran.